Dave here with Phenom Sports, coming at you with a sports performance rant. Today's topic, high-speed treadmill training as a velocity tool. Now, I'm not talking about getting on a treadmill and doing treadmill sprints as a conditioning tool. I'm talking about using it to develop speed. And I'm going to tell you why it's a gimmick. I see these coaches putting their kids on these treadmills going 20.5 miles per hour, 14 miles per hour, depending on their age, how efficient they are. Saw an athlete, female athlete, doing 20.5 miles per hour. So to put that in perspective, the world record for a female in the 100-meter dash is FloJo at a 10.49 with an average velocity of 21.32 miles per hour. Her best 10-meter split is 25.14. So obviously that's the world record. Average is probably a little slower than that. So you're telling me that if your athlete can run on a treadmill at 20.5 miles per hour, you have a world-class athlete there? I'm calling bullshit. And here's why. And I'm quoting Buddy Morris. In order to run faster, you need to learn how to produce ever-increasing amounts of force and ever-decreasing amounts of time in the proper direction. Kind of for the average person to get a concept of this. You ever see anyone with a big vertical jump, jump slow? No, you have to be fast. So that's producing a lot of force in a short amount of time to jump higher. Now, when you run on a treadmill, you pick your foot up. You put your foot down on the treadmill. The belt of the treadmill pulls your leg behind you, and then you pick it up and you put it back in front of you. When you run outside, you pick your foot up. You put it into the ground. You have to push into the ground to propel your body forward. Now you're moving weight. Now you're creating force and generating force to move yourself. Now, what happens is when you can do that explosively, so you create that triple extension through the posterior chain explosively, you've now elicited a response in your hip flexors, and your hip flexors explode forward more forcefully, and then you can put that foot down more forcefully. So then it builds and creates a cascade. There obviously is a limit to this because the body can also has to through energy systems. That's another conversation. But there's a limit to this. Now, how do you develop this? How do you actually develop speed for sport? Well, you got to get stronger because you have to overcome the force of gravity relative to your body weight in order to propel yourself. Then you got to do so explosively. So how do I do it with my athletes? I get them stronger, whether it's a squat or a deadlift. Just get them stronger and then learn how to use that strength to produce and produce it explosively. So another thing you can do is you can do sled work, weighted sled drags, weighted sled pushes, to teach run technique and proper run angles for acceleration. Because sport, outside of the 100 meter and 200 meter dash and a few exceptions in football, is not played at top end speed. Sport is all about how fast you can accelerate for 10 to 20 yards and how quickly you can decelerate. So acceleration is how fast can you produce force, and deceleration is how quickly can you resist those forces to slow yourself down. So if you send your kid to one of these coaches that's going to say, hey, I'm going to get your kid faster by putting him on a treadmill, well, you're wasting your money. So what you need to do is you need to seek out someone who has experience working with high-end athletes and understands strength and speed development. That is today's rant. And until next time, keep grinding. Dave out.